This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. For the rest of the program today, we're going to talk about the fire earlier this month at the Planned Parenthood facility in Peoria. Late in the evening on January 15th, the Peoria Fire Department arrived at the building to find fire and smoke showing from one of the front windows. The department put out the fire within an hour. Nobody was in the building when the fire happened, though one firefighter did get taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Authorities suspected the fire was set intentionally. Then, last week, Tyler Wayne Massengill of Chillicothe was charged in federal court for malicious use of fire and an explosive to damage a property used for interstate commerce. He reportedly told investigators that if his actions caused a little delay in obtaining services from the clinic, that might have been, quote, all worth it. We should mention that Peoria Planned Parenthood Clinic does not perform surgical abortions, but it does provide abortion pills and other reproductive health services. Joining us now to talk about what's happened is Tim Shelley. He's the news director for our partner station, WCBU in Peoria, and he's been reporting on the fire and its aftermath. Tim, thanks for making the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Brian.
And I do want to note, we did reach out to Planned Parenthood of Illinois to see if they'd be willing to join us. Their director of communications declined our invitation and referred us to a statement from the group's president. We'll share that a little later in the conversation. We also contacted someone who's been a frequent spokesman for anti-abortion groups to see if he had a response to the incident, but did not hear back. You, however, can let us know what you think about the attack on the Planned Parenthood in Peoria by calling 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or email us anytime. talk@21stshow.org is the address. Again, talk@21stshow.org. All right, Tim Shelley, I want to start by talking a little bit about the man who's been charged with setting the fire at the Planned Parenthood. What do we know about Massengill's background and his ideology, if you will?
Well, Massengill, I looked up some of his social media posts on Facebook. What we know about him is he has previously made some posts about Planned Parenthood, which suggests that he does not have a favorable opinion of their work. December 25th, 2020 post, he made a reference to smashing Planned Parenthood in response to somebody who left a comment about throwing rocks. He's also expressed interest in some other incidents, such as attending the January 6, 2021 Capitol demonstration, which later became known as the insurrection. And he had expressed interest in whether or not he could bring firearms to a January 6th rally at the state capitol in Springfield. So he has expressed some unfavorable views on abortion and Planned Parenthood in particular.
So I mentioned the charges against him, and I should say I gather that if he is convicted of these federal charges for malicious use of fire and an explosive to damage property used for interstate commerce, he could face up to 40 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Do you have a sense of why these are federal charges and not filed by the Peoria County State's Attorney?
I do, and it's essentially because it's considered interstate commerce, the services that Planned Parenthood provides. People come from other states for services provided by Planned Parenthood. And as you mentioned in your introduction, surgical abortions are not performed at the Peoria Clinic. However, there are services like sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment, pregnancy services, hormone therapy. So there are various things or services provided by the Planned Parenthood Clinic. Because of the nature of it crossing state lines in terms of the services they provide, it's elevated to a federal offense. And that is why, and I should also mention the reason why he potentially faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted, is because of that firefighter who was injured that you're talking about. If in any case, any kind of public safety official, a police official, firefighter, et cetera, is injured in an incident like this, the charges are elevated beyond what they would be otherwise.
Interesting. So I mentioned earlier that Planned Parenthood of Illinois declined to join us for this conversation. They did send a statement from the president and CEO, Jennifer Welch, and I'll quote from that. It says, "We are pleased an arrest has been made in the firebombing. This senseless act of vandalism has robbed the community of access to birth control, cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, and gender-affirming care, as well as medication abortion services. We appreciate the outpouring of support from the community, state, and nation as we continue to meet our patients' needs through telehealth and at our other 16 health centers across the state." End quote. So, Tim, you mentioned that what happens here, it's not surgical abortions in Peoria, but there is a lot of other care. What does this mean for people who were getting care from the Planned Parenthood in Peoria?
Well, it means there's a transportation barrier now that wasn't there before, or the transportation barrier is exacerbated. The nearest Planned Parenthood clinic to the one in Peoria is in Bloomington, Illinois, which is about 40 miles east of here on Interstate 74. For a surgical abortion, the nearest clinics are in Champaign and Springfield. So for patients who have transportation difficulties, putting a 40-mile barrier essentially to care can create significant difficulties in somebody getting to their appointments. And though telehealth is being offered, not every service is available via telehealth. So, and not every service that Planned Parenthood provides is easily accessible in Peoria by alternative providers. So that definitely will create a challenge for some people who are seeking these services and care.
Yeah, and I should mention, I don't know that I mentioned this earlier, but Planned Parenthood of Illinois also mentioned that they estimate the facility will be closed for months and repairs will cost more than $1 million. Let me take a moment to remind listeners this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Tim Shelley, news director of our partner station, WCBU Radio in Peoria, about the alleged arson attack. I guess it's the attack is not alleged, but the arson attack at the Planned Parenthood in Peoria. A man has been charged with federal crimes in relation to that, Tyler Wayne Massengill of Chillicothe. He reportedly told investigators that it would be worth it if his actions caused, quote, a little delay in people obtaining services from the clinic. 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. So, Tim, I read that statement from Planned Parenthood. How have other public officials in Peoria and elsewhere in Illinois been responding to this fire?
Well, it's been condemned. Our mayor called for the person responsible for this to be brought to justice. And our city councilman for the area has also has condemned this attack. So it's received pretty universal condemnation from people who have spoken out here in the Peoria area. There was a demonstration the Sunday after this arson, by people supporting Planned Parenthood, who came out and kind of held a silent demonstration of sorts. So overall, we've seen quite a bit of support for the Planned Parenthood clinic here in Peoria, and really a lot of people who are seeking to help them get back on their feet and be able to provide service again. And I understand they're also fundraising to try to raise some money for getting those repairs made.
I mentioned earlier we also asked someone who's been a frequent spokesman for anti-abortion groups to see if they had a response to the incident. We did not hear back, but what have you been hearing anything from people in the anti-abortion movement, people on the other side of these reproductive health issues?
Not directly. I do understand the director of Illinois Right to Life had made a statement on social media, wondering why the media has not covered arson incidents at pregnancy resource centers, which often have a anti-abortion rights stance, more than they have this incident. We did have a suspected arson fire at one of those facilities in Peoria back in 2021. And I don't believe an arrest was ever made in that incident. So there has been a prior incident of arson here in Peoria as it relates to those. And I am looking a little bit more to see if we can find out what happened in 2021 as well. I've been asked that question a couple times.
But as you say, no arrest has been made. So at least that is one significant difference.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So have you seen this? I guess, what have you seen in the dialogue around abortion in the past year or so as we're coming to the end of our time together, right? We've had the Dobbs decision last summer from the U.S. Supreme Court. Illinois has had its own legislative response. You've been a reporter for a number of years now. Do things feel different now or seem different from your coverage, what you're seeing out there?
Well, it definitely feels like there's more of a sense of urgency. I mean, the abortion issue has always been very politically charged, whether you're for or against abortion access. It's always been a very heated and charged issue. I think what's different now is with the overturning of the Roe decision, Illinois has gone and strengthened many of the protections for abortion access rights, not only for people who live in Illinois, but patients and doctors who might be traveling from other states to Illinois. So we've seen Illinois really step up and become a lot more proactive in becoming really an advocate for abortion access rights. There had been talk of a constitutional amendment, which did not make it onto the November ballot, but we have seen the governor make a number of statements and the legislature make a number of moves to really kind of bolster Illinois' status as kind of an oasis for abortion access in the Midwest, especially in recent months. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out moving forward. Several of our neighboring states, as I've alluded to, have restricted abortion access rights since the overturning of the Roe decision. Democrats on Capitol Hill have talked a bit about codifying Roe, but Democrats, we know, do not control the House of Representatives right now. Seems unlikely that Republicans will go with such a move. So I don't know. I don't think it's settled by any means, but it's definitely brought the debate back to the forefront of the nation's political dialogue.
Yeah. So only about a minute left in our conversation. What's next? What are you watching for next in this case?
Well, Massengill has another court appearance later this week. He's currently in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. So we will see how this case develops as it moves forward. We already know a bit about what investigators say his motives were in this case, but we will continue to follow it as it plays out and see how things happen.
And is there a timeline for the clinic to reopen in Peoria? Or is that still up?
All we've heard is numerous months. There is no specific timeline on that, but I would anticipate it'll be a while.
All right. Tim Shelley is the news director at our partner station WCBU in Peoria. Tim, thanks so much for taking the time to share your reporting with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on the 21st Show, we're talking about the minimum wage in Illinois. It's still on its slow march toward $15 an hour, scheduled for 2025. I believe it's currently $13 an hour this year. But have inflation and the post-pandemic labor shortage negated the rallying cry of Fight for 15? We want to hear your perspective. If the minimum wage has benefited you or someone in your family, the increases, we'd love to hear about it. You can leave us a voicemail anytime, day or night. 217-300-2121 is the number. 217-300-2121. Let us know what you think about Illinois' march toward a $15 an hour minimum wage. Again, 217-300-2121. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Owen Henderson and Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Visit our website, 21stshow.org, where you can find links to our podcasts. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search for The 21st Show. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.